I could talk to the animals.
It's time for Pet Patrol. Everything that pertains to our pets and animals.
And now your hosts for Pet Patrol, John and Marcia Traversaro.
Hello, and welcome to Pet Patrol. John and I are so pleased to be part of Neighborhood Radio, and we congratulate Jim Henderson and all those who help make this local community radio possible. Radio broadcasting at individual stations has typically been monochromatic and driven by profits, but Neighborhood Radio AM 1710 is diverse in its community news and service spots and deserves everyone's attention.
In our segment on Pet Patrol, we plan to cover such topics as lost pets and pets awaiting new homes, continuing pet care, pet tales or stories, behavior help tips, unique and conscientious gift ideas for the holiday season, and Bay Area special events for you to enjoy with your pet companions. First and foremost, Joe Hamilton from Companions in Waiting requested a new foster home for a sweet 4 or 5 year old cat named Gidget. She is a spayed tortoiseshell cat who is current on her vaccinations. She has tested negative for AIDS and leukemia and is microchipped. She is an amazing cat, friendly, loves to cuddle, be petted and brushed, and wants to be an indoor girl. She has two requirements, though. She does not get along well with other cats, and she does not like to be picked up. She will happily jump up beside you, but does not like to be lifted.
Gee, Gidget sounds like the perfect cat. So why would someone not be thrilled to have her, our listeners may ask. There appear to be three reasons for her current caretaker and she not bonding. First, after his previous kitty passed away, another family member went out and got Gidget for him. He did not choose her. This is never a good idea. The person for whom the animal is to be a companion should always be involved in the choosing of the new family member. Second, his previous cat was an indoor-outdoor kitty, excited to be outside by day and ecstatic to be indoors by nightfall. Gidget, on the other hand, grew up as an indoor kitty. At 4 or 5 years old, the outdoors is a fearful, dangerous place for her. This can be frustrating for someone who does not want to deal with the litter box. And lastly, we don't know how soon Gidget arrived after his previous kitty passed away. He might not have been ready for another cat so soon, and he might not have gone through the grieving process for the kitty he lost, nor ready for one who was an indoor cat only.
We want to commend him, though, for working with Companions in Waiting and not just dumping her or taking her to the Humane Society. At this time of year, with all the kittens and the abandoned cats, her chances of finding a new home there would, I think, be slim to none, to say nothing of the stress she would go through being with other cats. We hope someone listening will contact us here at pets@neighborhoodradio.info or Joe at Companions in Waiting at 328-0474 to say Gidget sounds like a great match for them and want to meet her.
Now, for those of you who are more dog than cat lovers, we have a very special opportunity for you to add to your family circle. A veterinarian from over the hill found a small female poodle who had been hit by a car, and in the midst of that busy road, sitting closely by her side, was a small male poodle guarding her. The vet is willing to pay for all the necessary work on the female. The male needs to be neutered. They will both come with all their shots. Both are small white poodle mixes, are 3 to 4 years old, and are about 15 to 20 pounds. These two dogs are not ready to adopt yet. One needs to be neutered. The other still needs to recover from her surgery before they can be adopted. Pictures can be forwarded if the unconditional love of these two small dogs interests you. Of course, it would be highly preferable if they could stay together, given their complete devotion to each other.
If you can help or know of someone who could take these wonderful additions into their family, please email us at pets@neighborhoodradio.info.
Our coastal communities are the greatest place to live, especially during this time of year we lovingly call our High Holy Days. We'd like to emphasize a few essential safety tips for pet parents to keep their furry family members safe during this and any future Halloween holiday. Do not leave your pet or pets in the yard on Halloween. Statistics show reports of vicious pranksters who have teased, injured, stolen, and even killed pets on this night. Cats are particularly at risk, especially black ones.
Although we may adore eating chocolate, it can be poisonous to animals, and the foil and cellophane wrappers can be hazardous if swallowed. Pick up a box of dog and cat treats for them to enjoy instead.
Many pets can be frightened by Halloween costumes, so it may be prudent to keep them in another room away from the front door. This eliminates the possibility of their darting outside as well.
If you're going to dress your pet in costume, please choose a safe and comfortable one. Just because you think a certain costume for your pet is cute, it might not be enjoyable for them. See how they react first, and then if they are not stressed by the couture, make sure the mask eye holes are big enough for them to see peripherally. They depend on their vision to let them know what's going on, and will be under enough stress with the festivities going on outside and people constantly at the door. So be sympathetic and treat them like you would want to be treated if you were them.
Wow, it seems like a lot of didactic tips, but keeping our loved ones safe and happy is worth it. We heard of a man who wrote a letter to a small hotel in a Midwest town, which he planned to visit on his vacation. He wrote, "I would very much like to bring my dog with me. He is well-groomed and very well-behaved. Would you be willing to permit me to keep him in my room with me at night?" An immediate reply came from the hotel owner, who said,
"I've been operating this hotel for many years. In all that time, I've never had a dog steal towels, bedclothes, silverware, or pictures off the walls. I've never had to evict a dog in the middle of the night for being drunk and disorderly, and I've never had a dog run out on a hotel bill. Yes, indeed, your dog is welcome at my hotel, and if your dog will vouch for you, you're welcome to stay here too."
We'd enjoy you sharing your ideas, stories, and needs regarding your pets. You can do so by emailing us at pets@neighborhoodradio.info. We look forward to talking with you next week. And remember, do something wonderful. People may imitate it.
If I could talk to the animals.
Pet Patrol is a regular feature of Neighborhood Radio. If you have an animal-related announcement, just call us at 453-4000 or email us pets@neighborhoodradio.info.